Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Yeah?
So, Wally.
Hi.
Had to stop by the library on the way home.
Ballet, steps by Durinsky, hairstyling at home, beauty hints and secrets. Your homework assignment?
These aren't my books. I walked home with Mary Ellen Rogers. I guess I must have given her mine instead.
What did she wind up with? Out of boil, out of carburetor? Hi, Babe.
Hi.
Hi, Babe. Hi there, Beaver. Aren't you getting home a little late?
Yeah, I just be after school. I had to help the guys put up folding chairs in the boys' gym.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're having that father and son banquet tomorrow night.
Beaver, you made the football team. Do you think you're going to get a letter?
Yeah, and some of the guys think I might get the award for the most inspirational player, too.
Why, Beaver, that's great. Hey, what are you going to get it for, Beav? For not crying when you missed the bus home from the Medford game?
Oh, now, Wally, Beaver had a good season.
Mr. Ingersoll, our coach, said I was either the hardest-playing player on the team or the sloppiest.
Why'd he say that?
Because after every game, I had the dirtiest uniform. Oh, and Dad, on account of it being a father and son dinner, I guess you're going to be stuck to go with me.
Well, Beaver, I'm proud to accept your formal invitation. Listen to this. Grant Avenue School football team to receive awards.
They've got it written up in the paper?
Well, isn't that exciting, Beaver?
Oh, this is going to be quite an important event. Mule Saunders will be on hand to present some of the awards.
Who in the world is Mule Saunders?
Mom, that's like asking who John Arnett is.
Well, I don't believe I ever heard of him either.
Oh, boy. Mom, Mule Saunders went to school right here in Mayfield. And when he graduated, he went on and was a big college football star. And he went on to play for the Bears.
He was one of the greatest halfbacks to ever come out of the National League.
Boy, imagine sitting at the same table with Mule Saunders.
The old mule could sure rip holes in an opposing line.
Say, Dad, what's he doing now? Coaching in some university?
No, I think I read the other day where he'd gone into business.
He's probably selling footballs and tackling dummies and stuff.
No, Beaver.
What is he doing, Dad?
Yeah, well, I think he's a partner in a beauty parlor.
A beauty parlor?
Oh, no.
Well, his partner happens to be his wife. And if it'll make you boys feel any better, I don't think Mule spends much time around the place.
I hope not.
Hey, we really have a celebrity in the house. Beaver, your name's in the paper.
No fooling, Dad. Did they really write in the paper?
Yeah. They listed the names of the fellows who are going to receive letters.
Hey, and they even spelled it right.
Well, there's only one way to spell Beaver.
No, sir. It says right here, Theodore Cleaver.
Beaver, this is a big day in your life. We're all very proud of you.
Are you as happy about me as you were about Wally when he used to get letters and awards and stuff?
Oh, you bet I am. Have you thought of a little acceptance speech if you should win one of the special awards?
Oh, yeah, I thought of one.
What are you going to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Is that all?
Well, yeah, Mom. You see, I was reading when none of the big athletes are good speech makers, like Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle and Arnold Palmer.
That's right, Beaver. And there's no use in that great football player, Theodore Cleaver, upsetting the trend.
I'll say, Beef, you know, on that speech of yours, you can leave out the ladies. Only fathers are going to be there.
Is your dad coming to the thing tonight?
Yeah, my dad's coming. What about your dad?
He wouldn't miss it for anything.
My dad's getting such a charge out of it, he's even bringing my uncle.
I wish it was over.
My folks even went out and bought me a new suit. This is the biggest thing that's happened in my family since my sister gave an accordion concert at the Elks Hall.
What do you say, man?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Hi, Jerry. We were just talking about the father and son dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, you're going, aren't you, Terry?
Yeah, I suppose I'll have to show up.
You better. We're going to get our letters, and you'll probably get the Most Valuable Player Award.
Yeah, I'm a cinch for that.
I wish it was over.
Yeah, I'll probably... What's the matter with you, kid?
Yeah, Ronald, how come you keep saying that?
I don't know. I guess I'm scared of standing up there in front of all those people.
Bad enough wearing a suit and necktie when there's nobody around.
Well, you can say that again.
Wait a minute. Who's wearing a suit and necktie?
Well, it's a dinner, and our fathers are going to be there and everything.
So what?
Well, so don't you think everybody will dress up?
Let me ask you something. Where's this thing going to be held?
In the gym.
Okay, then. You guys ever hear of anybody getting dressed up around a gym?
No.
I never did.
Not me.
Me neither.
Gee, Terry, you mean you're not going to wear a suit or a jacket or anything?
Me? I'm going just the way I'm dressed now. Anything wrong with that? Is there?
No, no.
Sorry. Yes, sir.
And Gilbert, your folks bought you a new suit?
You're going in a suit?
No. Just because they bought me one, that doesn't mean that I have to wear it. I'm going to go just the way I am. How about you, Laurel?
Yeah, that's the way I'm going, too. Well, me, too. How about you, Beeve? Well, don't you guys think we ought to at least wear a necktie?
A necktie? What are you, a square?
Yeah, Beaver, what are you, a square? Hi, Wally.
Hi, Mom.
Well, I guess it'll just be the two of us for supper tonight.
Yeah, I guess so.
I still think if you want to go with Beaver and your father, it would be all right.
Oh, I don't think so, Mom. Having a guy my age around might take the edge off of it.
Sure that's why you don't want to go?
Well, I thought I might go over to Lori Ann's. After we have supper, that is. If you don't mind.
No, of course not, Wally. You go right ahead. Oh, Wally.
Yeah, Mom?
Don't sidetrack Beaver. I just sent him upstairs to get ready.
Don't worry, Mom. Anytime you can get the Beaver to dress up, I'm not going to slow him down.
Hello? Oh, hello, Ward. Aren't you on your way home?
Oh, that's what I called about you, and I'm still at the office.
Oh, don't tell me you're not going to be able to get here in time to go to Beaver school tonight.
No, no, I'll make it all right, but I won't have much time to spare. I'll just have time to change and run.
Well, I'll lay your clothes out. You want to wear anything in particular?
Well, you better put my dark blue suit out. It's not every night I have a chance to accompany an old pro to a sports banquet.
Ward, you don't think Beaver will end up being a professional athlete, do you?
Well, I doubt it. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I just can't picture him running a beauty parlor. Bye.
Beaver, I told you to go upstairs and get ready.
Well, I am ready. I took a shower and even brushed my teeth.
Well, that's fine. But why didn't you put the clothes on you were going to wear while you were at it?
Well, this is what I'm going to wear.
Beaver, you can't go dressed like that. This is going to be a nice affair.
Well, I know, Mom, but this stuff will be okay.
Beaver, look, I want you to go upstairs and I want you to put a tie on. I want you to put your good sports jacket on and look nice.
Well, gee, Mom, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Well, I just can't. Well, I'd rather croak than go all dressed up tonight.
But why?
Well, I just would, that's all.
In other words, you don't have a reason.
I got a reason, all right. But you wouldn't understand it. It's a man's kind of reason.
Beaver, there's no reason for anyone not to be dressed properly. Now, I'm not going to argue with you. Your father's going to be home soon. I want you to go upstairs, and I want you to be all ready to leave when he gets here.
But, Mom...
Upstairs.
Yes, Mom. Boy, this is a fine way to treat the most inspirational player.
Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
I just heard your father drive up. Beaver, you aren't dressed yet.
Well, I told you, Mom, this is what I gotta wear.
Well, looks as though I made it. Beaver, have you not dressed yet? Jim, I thought you'd have him already.
I have told him to get dressed 3 times, and this is what he says he's going to wear.
Oh, no, you're not. Now, you march right upstairs and put your good clothes on.
But, Dad...
Son, I have just 10 minutes to shower and change, and I want you ready when I am. Now, come on, let's go.
Yeah, but that's all.
June, do I always have to be the one to see that they do what they're told?
I guess so.
You know something, Beef? You're acting like a real kook about this whole thing.
So I'm a kook.
But look, this is one of those fights you're going to lose anyway. So why don't you just give up now instead of going through all that shouting and yelling?
How come you're on their side? Isn't it bad enough I got Mom and Dad against me?
Look, Beef, they're not against you. They just don't want to be embarrassed having you walk in there looking like a sloppy ape.
Yeah. Well, they're not worried about me. They're just worried about themselves. Boy, that's really selfish of them.
Look, will you stop trying to analyze everybody? Just put on a jacket and a tie.
Uh-uh. I'm not going to let the other kids down.
Look, they're going to be all dressed up, too.
No, they won't.
Okay, why don't you settle it? Why don't you call the coach, Mr. Ingersoll, and ask him what everybody's wearing?
Wally, I'm supposed to be the most inspirational player. I can't call up the coach and ask a dumb question like that. That'd be like some astronaut calling up the president saying, get me down.
Okay, well, then call up some of your friends and ask them what they're wearing.
Well, I already know what they're wearing. You just want to make me look like a dope, Wally.
But, Beaver...
Boy, Wally, you must really hate me.
Well, I'm all set.
It's a shame they aren't awarding a most attractive husband trophy.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Is Beaver down yet?
I haven't seen him yet.
Say, Wally.
Yeah, Dad?
Is your brother still upstairs?
Yeah, Dad. He's up there all right.
Well, what's he doing? It's this time to go.
He's lying on the bed moping.
Well, I hope he isn't getting his good clothes wrinkled.
He's not wearing his good clothes.
You mean he hasn't changed yet?
Your father will see that Beaver gets dressed.
Well, I don't know, Mom. Right now he's up there acting like Patrick Henry.
Gee, Dad, you can't make me look different from the other kids.
Beaver, are you trying to tell me that nobody there will be dressed up tonight?
Yes, sir.
Well, who gave you that idea?
Well, Terry Richmond. Well, and he's the best player on the whole team.
Oh. Well, does that also mean he's the arbiter of fashion?
No, sir. It just means he's just going to wear a sweater.
Look, Beaver. When we get there tonight, I'm sure you'll find all of the boys wearing jackets and ties. Now, I think you should just trust your father on that.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad, but they just won't be. And I can't be the only guy who's dressed different.
All right, Beaver. If you won't wear your good clothes, there's only one thing we can do.
What's that?
Well, we just won't go to the father and son dinner.
Not get my award or anything?
That's right.
Okay. Then we just won't go.
You'd rather stay home?
Yes, sir.
All right, Beaver. That's the way it'll be. But just remember, it was your decision.
How'd you make out?
Oh, the problem's solved.
Oh, good.
We're not going.
You're not going to the dinner? Poor Beaver's looked forward to getting that letter and that award all week. But this is the biggest thing that's happened to Beaver since he started to grammar school.
Dear, I know that, but Beaver made the decision.
Well, would you can't let him make a decision like that?
Well, June, what do you expect me to do? Take him to school dressed like this and embarrass him and me in front of everybody?
Well, not going isn't the answer. Now, Ward, you go upstairs and you make him put his suit on. He just can't miss this banquet.
All right. We won't miss the banquet. We'll go. But Beaver's going to go dressed just exactly like he is.
Well, Ward, you just said how embarrassing that would be.
All right. Maybe the more embarrassing, the better. Maybe when he sees how foolish he looks, he won't pull a stunt like this again.
Is Dad going to go up and bell him?
No, Wally. I guess your father's going to go up and teach him a lesson.
I think it would be better if he belted him.
All right, Beaver. Let's go.
Well, I told you, Dad. Well, I can't wear a tie and a coat.
Well, never mind that. Just come the way you are.
The way I am?
That's right.
Well, my sweater's downstairs in the living room.
Well, you go down and get your sweater, and I'll get the car out. Well, I have the car out front. We're off to the banquet. We'll be back about 9:30.
Bye, Ward. Bye, Beaver.
Holy mackerel, Dad. You're letting him go like this?
Yes, just like this.
He won, huh?
Never mind, Wally.
Oh, sorry.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Wally.
Beaver. Beaver, wouldn't you please go back upstairs and...
June, maybe Beaver is at the age where he knows better about these things than we do. Come on, son.
Mom, what's Dad got up his sleeve?
Up his sleeve?
Well, yeah, he wouldn't let the Beaver get away with anything like this unless he was going to get it in the end.
Wally, would you go and finish your dinner, please?
Well, with all our hurrying, we're still in front of your time. Nice-looking sport jacket that boy's wearing.
Oh, he's one of the ushers. He has to dress that way.
Where do we sit, Beaver?
Up there at the big table.
Oh.
Pretty neat decorations, huh, Dad?
Yes, very neat. Well, Mr. Cleaver. Well, hello, Mr. Rickover. Theodore.
Hi, Babe. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, man.
Mr. Bates.
Hi, Babe.
Hi, Gilbert. Dad.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Terry.
Terry? Isn't that the star of your team?
Yeah, Dad.
Fine-looking boy.
Yes.
Dad?
Yes, Beaver?
Well, I don't feel so good.
Oh?
I got pain right here in my stomach. Can we go home?
You think we should?
I know we should.
Okay, well, whatever you say. Excuse me.
Let's go this way, Dad. It's faster.
Beaver, will you come out here?
Dad, I don't feel so good.
Maybe this will make you feel better.
You bought my good stuff.
Sure I did. Yeah, come on, let me help you with this. This is kind of hard to do in the dark.
Thanks, Dad.
Just a minute here. Let me get this tie straight. Hold steady. All right. Tie collared up. There, looked like $1,000,000. There now, you feel better?
Yeah, Dad, lots better.
Well, come on. You've got to be through eating when they call you up for that award.
Dad?
Yeah, Beef?
I'm a real dopey kid, aren't I?
Well, Beaver, I guess I was a pretty dopey kid every once in a while, too, when I was your age.
You mean sometimes you didn't listen to your father either?
Sometimes I didn't, Beaver.
Yeah, but I'll bet you never didn't listen to him as bad as I didn't listen to you tonight. Dad, how come what's all the trouble of bringing all my junk and everything instead of just clobbering me?
Well, Beaver, maybe because under the same circumstances, my father would have clobbered me.
you two had such a good time last night.
Yeah, it was quite an evening.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Search me, Mom. You know how goofy kids are at his age. Sometimes I wonder how I got through it.
Wally, how was your evening with Lori Ann?
Oh, it was okay, I guess.
You don't sound too enthusiastic.
Well, no, it was all right. We just sat around and played records and junk. You know, it was a real funny thing. Every time we played a Frankie Avalon or a Bobby Darin record, her pop kept coughing in the other room.
Well, maybe he had a cold.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought at first. But then every time we played a Mitch Miller record or something, he didn't cough once.
It's in here.
Fever, for goodness sake.
Look, Dad.
Oh, well, pictures of the father and son banquet.
Yeah, but look at this one.
Hey, yeah, it's a picture of Beaver and Mule Saunders.
Among those receiving special awards was Theodore Cleaver, who received a trophy for the most inspirational player. Presenting the trophy is the former Mayfield great Mule Saunders.
Beaver, that's wonderful. It's such a good picture.
Yeah, and doesn't Mule Saunders look sharp?
Yeah. And boy, would I have looked like a creep standing next to him if I had just worn my everyday school clothes.
Yeah, you sure would have.
Dad, like I said, from now on, if you want me to do anything, just tell me and I'll do it right away.
Oh, well, fine, Beaver. I'll just take you up on that. How about you and Wally getting on that yard work we talked about this morning?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You know, it's rough, Beav. One day you're a big football hero, and the next day you're pulling weeds.
Up next in TV Land, Petty's Marines, and stay tuned for Gomer Pyle USMC. Twice.
Shazam!
It's the perfect way to enjoy your twice as nice morning.
Perfect is perfect death.
Next, only in TV Land.